Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading titled, A Great Work, was written by Glenn Packiam. The security guard found and removed a piece of tape that was keeping a door from clicking shut. Later, when he checked the door, he found it had been taped again. He called the police, who arrived and arrested five burglars. Working at the Watergate building in Washington, D.C., the headquarters of a major political party in the U.S., the young guard had just uncovered the biggest political scandal of his lifetime simply by taking his job seriously and doing it well. Nehemiah began rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem, a task he took very seriously. Toward the end of the project, neighboring rivals asked him to meet with them in a nearby village. Under the guise of a friendly invitation was an insidious trap. Yet Nehemiah's response in Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 3, shows the depth of his conviction. I am carrying on a great project and cannot go down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you? Although he certainly possessed some authority, Nehemiah may not have rated very high on the hero scale. He wasn't a great warrior, not a poet or a prophet, not a king or a sage. He was a cupbearer turned contractor. Yet he believed he was doing something vital for God. May we take seriously what he's given us to do and do it well in his power and provision. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. When word came to Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem, and Arab, and the rest of our enemies, that I had rebuilt the wall and not a gap was left in it, though up to that time I had not set the doors and the gates, Sanballat and Geshem sent me this message: Come, let us meet together in one of the villages on the plain of Ono. But they were scheming to harm me, so I sent messengers to them with this reply: I am carrying on a great project and cannot go down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you? Four times they sent me the same message, and each time I gave them the same answer. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for giving us a life and a purpose, and for reminding us that no matter what our role in life is, it's important and useful in service to you and to humanity. Help us to trust you that you've called us in this season and give us the focus to stay the course. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.